friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Five kids are alive and well today, all because of this incredible dog. Written by Hallie Wells, read by Julie Provost. Together, a Michigan police dog and his handler have safely located five lost children during their seven-year partnership, establishing an impressive record and an exceptional bond. It was approximately 4 p.m. on Monday, March 4th, when law enforcement responded to a report of a missing toddler in Michigan's Geneva Township, according to South Haven Area Emergency Services, SHAES, and an incident report filed by Van Buren County Sheriff's Office. A three-year-old boy wandered from his home on 68th Street after pushing a screen out of an open window. According to The Independent, Deputy Eric Calhoun and his eight-year-old Belgian Malinois, Kuno, arrived at the residence about 30 minutes after the child was last seen. Other officers were on the scene, and the SHAES drone operators searched from above in an effort to locate the boy, who had gone missing wearing only a diaper. Kuno and Deputy Calhoun quickly discovered a footprint, which led to a body of water less than a mile from the home. Thankfully, the pair found the little one when they did. ABC affiliate WZZM and The Independent reported that he was spotted just 50 yards from the water. Drone operators located the boy just as Deputy Calhoun and Kuno did, and another deputy picked up and consoled the crying and cold boy. Though things could have ended much differently, the baby boy only had a few scratches. Van Buren County Sheriff Daniel Abbott shared, "I'll be here 32 years next week. I've never heard of a canine recovering multiple kids throughout his career. This is a deputy who, on his days off, sets up training with other agencies so he can stay on point with this dog. His goal is to have the number one dog in the state of Michigan, if not the nation. That is the drive he has. This dog has that drive." What does Eric Calhoun say about his incredible partnership with Kuno? "The bond between me and canine Kuno is somewhat unbearable. It's kind of like having another kid," Deputy Calhoun said. "I take him home with me at the end of my shift, he socializes with my family, and then I get to take him to work and work with me for 12 hours. Canine Kuno will end his seven-year career and retire at the end of May, leaving the ranks of law enforcement and taking up lounging. He certainly has earned his rest. That is why we labor and strive, because we have put our hope in the living God, who is the savior of all people, and especially of those who believe. 1 Timothy 4:10.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Folks always ask why she named her son after her stepdad, and her response is so amazing. Written by Heather Riggleman, read by Julie Provost. Sometimes people ask Chloe Benton why her son is named after her stepdad, John Witt Sr. And in a world where blood ties often define relationships, her explanation resonated deeply with thousands. In a touching video on her TikTok page, Chloe unveiled the bond she shares with John Witt Sr. on her wedding day. Standing in her bridal gown, she offered him a first look, revealing his emotional reaction as he beheld his little girl. But the letter she handed him truly encapsulated the essence of their relationship. A dad isn't defined as the man who makes the child, but rather the man who extends his hands and time to help with the child's raising and his heart to love the child through anything, the letter expressed. Blood doesn't always make you a dad. Being a dad comes from the heart. Thanks for choosing to be my dad. As John Wint Sr. read the heartfelt words, tears welled up in his eyes, and he embraced Chloe tightly, his love transcending any biological connection. Chloe's simple yet profound gesture of naming her son after her stepdad is a testament to the enduring power of love. It reminds us all that family is defined not by genetics, but by the bonds of the heart. Fathers like John defy genetic ties, as they devote their time, energy, and heart to nurturing and guiding their children through life's journey. Much like how God adopts us as his own children, regardless of our biological lineage, earthly fathers mirror this divine love through their steadfast commitment and unwavering care. John's love for Chloe is a poignant reflection of our Heavenly Father's boundless love. He demonstrates that true fatherhood is marked by compassion, forgiveness, and an unbreakable bond that endures through every trial and triumph. Just as God embraces us as his beloved children, earthly fathers embody this divine love. They illuminate the path of grace and redemption for their families and inspire future generations. I imagine Chloe's son John is proud to be the namesake of his beloved grandfather. Let us share this heartwarming tale with those who cherish the loving and devoted step-parents in their lives, with those who recognize their profound impact on shaping our hearts and souls. He predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, and in accordance with his pleasure and will. Ephesians 1:5.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
In a world where relationships are easily broken and often discarded, the Rebuilding Us Marriage Podcast is your lighthouse, guiding the way to hope, restoration, and transformation in Christ. I'm your host and marriage coach, Dana Shea. Join me as we discuss the necessary tools for rebuilding marriages from adversity, betrayal, and disconnection. It's time to reignite love as we rebuild marriages from the ground up. Listen to the Rebuilding Us Marriage podcast on lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.